Awesome. It took me a minute to figure out how to record, but I want to welcome you ladies. Hi everyone, happy Thursday. Welcome to week three of the Client Creation Program. I'm excited to be with you here again for another week and all the changes and shifts that are happening in people's lives. And even if you're behind in the homework, just know that you're still engaging in the process. And that your mind is chewing on it, and just allow things to unfold as they unfold. So before we get started, let's take a moment to just ground ourselves. It's been an interesting day, and so let's just collect our energy and connect. And so I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes if you can, if you're not driving. And we're just going to take a few collective breaths together. Slowly inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling. And then one last time. Letting go of the day. Releasing your to-do list. And just any other thoughts of worry, anxiety, busyness. See if you can allow yourself to just set that down for this time together. This is your opportunity to plug into you, to plug into what you want, to think about your business, your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, and to just allow yourself to shut the noise off on anything else but that. And bringing to mind one thing you'd like to acknowledge yourself for, that you feel proud of. And let yourself feel the acknowledgement, the appreciation, the gratitude of that. See yourself patting yourself on the back, saying, "Good job. I'm proud of you. Thank you for all that you do, all the ways that you show up in your life, in your business, as a girlfriend, as a wife, as a friend, as a sister, as a mother, as a daughter. I appreciate you so much. And if I don't tell you enough, I want to take this opportunity now to acknowledge you for all the ways you show up for me." I'm just taking another few moments here of stillness. I'd like to take this opportunity to read a passage from a book that I love. It's called Creating Money, Attracting Abundance. And I believe I wrote it on one of the books for our recommended reading list. And it's about thoughts. And so it says here, "Your thoughts have real substance, although your scientific instruments can't yet measure them. You might imagine your thoughts as magnets. These magnets go out into the world and attract the substances that match them. They duplicate themselves in form. Everything around you was a thought in someone's mind before it existed in your reality. Cars, roads, homes, buildings, and cities all existed as thoughts before they became reality. Your thoughts set up the model of what is to be created, and your emotions energize your thoughts and propel them from your inner world to your outer world. The stronger your emotions are, the more rapidly you create what you were thinking about. Your intent acts to direct your thoughts and emotions, maintaining a steady focus on what you want until you get it. Because your thoughts set up the model of what you draw to you, it is important to think about what you want rather than what you don't want. You will not get what you want by fearing or hating its opposite. For instance, having money does not come from disliking living in poverty. Whatever you focus on is what you get, for energy follows thought. The more you love having money and abundance, the more you picture it and thus draw it to you. It is also important to think in positive ways. Positive emotions and thoughts draw what you want to you. Negative emotions do not bring what you want. They bring only what you don't want. Spend quiet, reflective time thinking positively about what you want. When you do not think in higher ways, dwelling on things such as problems, you repel abundance. Don't feel bad about negative thoughts you have, for fearing or disliking your negative thoughts gives them more power. Respond to negative thoughts as you would to small children who don't know any better. Simply smile and show them a better way to be. If you recognize a negative thought, simply place a positive thought alongside it. If, for instance, you catch yourself saying, "I don't have enough money," simply say, "I have an abundance of money." And then I'll just end with this part where it says, positive thoughts are far more powerful than negative thoughts. One positive thought can cancel out hundreds of negative ones. Your soul stops your lower and negative thoughts from becoming realities unless having them manifest will teach you something that will help you grow. You are loved and protected by your soul and the universe. As your thoughts become higher and more positive, your soul allows more and more of them to manifest. The more you evolve, the more power your thoughts have to create your reality, and the more responsibility you have to think in higher ways. So, taking another few deep breaths, I'm just going to unmute the line and see if anyone had any thoughts, insights that came up for them around the reading that I shared. So, well, actually, I'll let you unmute yourself. Welcome to the call, Jackie. You're already unmuted, so if you wanted to say hello and if anything came up for you, happy to hear you share. I can't hear you, but I can see you. Maybe your audio, let me see.
Now can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hi, Jackie.
Okay, I unmuted myself on the phone. It works. But I want to make sure there's not a lot of background noise. Is it distracting?
No, I can hear you clearly. So, yeah.
Please. I wanted just to say, I don't know how people feel about swears, but when I have a negative thought, what really worked for me is like the analogy of changing the radio station from K-Fuck to like K-Love or something.
Well, it's interesting because they talk a lot about the radio signal. Hold on one second. I think Jackie's having some technical difficulties, so I'm just going to tell her.
Sure.
Jackie, maybe you can call back in and make sure to select audio on the computer. Hi, Tree. So I was just going to say it's so true about the, what radio station are you tuned into?
Right.
And sometimes we just automatically tune into the station that we don't want, which is, oh my God, worry, fear, can I do it? Insecurity, doubt. And like, we all have that capacity to put ourselves on that station. We also have the capacity to put ourselves on the station of like, look what I manifested last week. I was at the bank. You know, Tree, I know you shared on the thread that you're at the bank and someone wanted your business on it, you know? So how do you consciously decide like, okay, what radio station am I on right now? And what am I wanting to play actually?
Yeah. Right. And actually in real life too, like when what we watch before we go to bed, are we watching the news? Are we watching all these dramas? There were women, you know, horrible things happen to people in violence. And I really believe it affects us. And as I'm retraining my amygdala, you know, it's amazing how about 20 times a day I have a fear thought and I go through a process that takes 20 seconds to, and I'm so much calmer just, and I could switch it instantly by visualizing, you know, going through this process. So it's really huge.
I love it. Hey, yeah. Tree, would you mind sharing the process?
It's kind of visual too, in that it kind of reminds me a little bit of the size of a twister board, you know, only imagine that that you're standing and you have a green arrow going to the right and a path going to the right and a red arrow and a path going to the left. The left path being, the red path being that of sickness and, you know, negative thoughts, and the right path of health and wellness and positive thoughts. And so what you do when the thought comes in that creates fear about your body or stress, for me it's even smelling something that might trigger me because I have chemical sensitivities, with my hands I go stop, stop, stop. And then I step into my wise self and talk back to my present self. And I say, you know, look, Tree, if you continue engaging these negative thoughts, it's going to increase the adrenaline cycles and make you sick and unwell on this side of the path. But you have a choice, Tree. You could change your thoughts and reprogram your mind and have health and happiness on this side of the path. And I also talked to my little girl inside who pretty much to tell her she could relax now because she's been in fight or flight most of my life, and just tell her that to thank her for warning me of the dangers in the past, and that she could relax now, and that we're working with this person Ashok, and then I go it's a little complicated, but then I go into my back to my current self, and I thank, you know, I'm grateful for the wisdom. And then I look at the two choices that I have, and I think, do I want to go down this path, you know, with illness and unhappiness and ill health, or do I want to go on this path? And I make a choice. I'm going to choose this path. And then I do something NLP-like where I take my hand into my fist and I say, I'm going to stop these negative, worrisome thoughts. I'm going to stop these negative, worrisome thoughts. And then the last piece is my favorite, which is just standing and visualizing myself, either your future self or a time that you felt well. And to me, it's like Maui Tree. You know, I was really feeling my body in Maui. So I visualized that, and I got a color, which is yellow, that comes down through my crown, and I feel peaceful. And so it takes 20 seconds, but it just blows my mind how many times a day I have to do it. How many times?
No. Oh my God. Thank you so much for sharing that. Actually, I love that. And especially when you say that I had the visual of your hands. You're like, stop, stop, stop. And how incorporating your physiology so that all parts of you understand what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really powerful. And it's I feel calmer. I feel like really calm, and it's just the beginning part of the process that I'm doing, but it's amazingly just an awareness of how many times it happens. And so I don't have to be like, if there's someone who's smoking, or if I have a fear something's going on with my body, I can just do it. And I don't, I used to have panic attacks, and you know that it creates a lot of stress in our body when we have negative thoughts. And I feel so good afterwards, like I've had a massage, you know?
Thank you. You know what I love about this, and this is for all of you, is that, you know, fears, we're human beings. We're going to have fears. Are going to come up. And like, what tool or strategies do you have in your toolkit, you know, when they arrive? I'm going to mute you, Chi, just because there's a little.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay. It's so important. Jackie, I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you. Did you go like this if you want me to unmute you? Okay. Let's see. I can hear you now.
Okay, okay. Hi, everybody.
I think it's so crucial that you each have some kind of a tool in your toolkit for if fear should arise. So like Tri is doing this process that she has to support her. There's a host of things that I do. Like there's something that I do that's called fear inventory, where you actually write down your fears. Like, I'm afraid that this, I'm afraid because of this. And like you, at the end, like you ask to God or higher power to remove those fears from you. Sometimes I do the spring cleaning exercise that Tri did with us on she sampled for us for the class on Monday. The first session. And so basically you ask the person the same question over and over again. It could be for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And you all probably have tools, but it's so important that like, well, what am I going to do when I feel nervous? Is it that I take a certain herb or essential oil to help calm me down? What is it that I do that calms my nervous system? So I love that Tri brought up. It's like, okay, once you start having these fearful thoughts, like your vigilance center gets all heightened and you're exuding all kinds of stress chemicals that have all kinds of impact on you. Like maybe your heart starts to race and just your cycle of thoughts can really get out of control really easily and discourage you from taking action or doing the thing that you actually want to do. So I think in the next homework, I'm going to include that as like, you know, some ideas for how to deal with fear so that you always have something that you can hold on to. You know, and you can't see my hands right now, but, you know, I have held rocks or stones when I've had speaking opportunities, you know, just to, like, have that physical thing to touch, and that helps to ground me. So what are the things that help ground you and get you back to the wise self that Tri was talking about? So I'm going to unmute you, Jackie, and I'm sorry, I did see you speaking, but I didn't hear anything. So,
okay, no, it's no problem because I didn't hear you for a while. But okay, so you want to know what I do to when I get stressed or something like that?
Well, I just opened the line because I shared a reading. I don't know if you heard it, where we're talking about thinking patterns and thinking negatively and the impact that negative thinking can have on us physically, emotionally, and just in our lives in general. So I was just opening the line to see if anyone had any thoughts or reflections on the reading. And if you don't, that's okay too. And you're welcome to share. You're welcome to share how you cope with fear, anxiety, nerves, as well.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. I'll share how I cope. And I'm learning coping skills because I never was taught coping skills. And I mean, who really was taught to be an adult, but you know, or a child? But I learned through this one program, of course. You know, self-talk is really good. And last night I used the self-talk because I was at the movie. Me and my husband were at the movie, and then when I first sat down, it just felt kind of, I just got kind of overwhelmed. And I could feel it in my chest. So I was just like, you know, said a little prayer and stuff. And then I don't know, it's just, there's just some things have been going on. So it's kind of, you know, hit me just then. And so I was like, okay. And then I remembered this program I took called Attack and Anxiety and Depression some years ago. And it just said, the guy was said, because he experienced a lot of anxiety for, you know, a long time. So he learned through the program to just say what he was self-taught to himself is, you know, it's just anxiety. It's not going to kill you. You've experienced it before. You know, Jackie, you know, you talk to yourself, Jackie, this is just anxiety. And you've had it before. You're not going to die. You're going to, you know, you calmly talk to yourself. And so you're just going to sit here and just, you know, just enjoy this movie and just breathe, you know, be aware of your breathing and, you know, it'll go away. It always does. And, you know, and then of course it helps to, you know, say that a few times, you know, and then it also helps me to quote the 23rd Psalms, because it just gives me so much peace. And so,
will you quote it for us?
Oh, okay, cool. I wanted to, but I didn't know if it was okay. All right. It goes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. So surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I say that, depending on how stressed I am, I try to say it like 7 times, and it's, I don't want to say it's like magic, but it works.
But it's like it really, magic.
Yeah, I mean, I've been crying like, and then I'll be saying that, you know, because you can kind of, you have to, first of all, make the decision to remember the tools that you have that, you know, that brought you peace before, you know. Because sometimes you forget, and you just kind of almost start going through it, like you said, with the thoughts and all that. You know, you just kind of got to go, okay, I know I'm here. Last time I did this, let's try it. Let's try something so we can get this over with, get out of the, you know, this frame of mind. So, I mean, I have a few things that I do, but yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. One of the things that I love so much about the group is just listening to everyone's tools. So what I got from you, what you said to talk to yourself, you know, we all have to, like, we have to give ourselves the first pep talk, you know, like you have to be able to give yourself a pep talk every step of the way, not just in life, but especially in your business. You can be so vulnerable taking the next steps, you know, in your business. And what I love about your prayer, it's not just that you're saying a prayer, that you say it 7 times, because there's a way that you can say, you can repeat words once, right? And they don't really hit you to the core. But I get that, like, when you say it 7 times, probably by the 7th time, you're just like, oh my God, you're probably at one with the prayer. By then. So repetition, the importance of repetition is so impactful.
Yeah, I'm like marching around like, "The Lord is my shepherd." By that time, I'm like, you know, got my chest up and stuff, and, you know, actually feeling better because I'm just pushing. It's like I'm pushing through this, you know. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ladies, for those of you that are on the call, I know some of you aren't on video, but I just want you to notice how both Tree and Jackie said the importance of using your body. Right? So, like, when Tree's talking about using her hand, and Jackie's talking about her chest being out. So anything that you do with your body, like, impacts your physiology, impacts your nervous system too. So it's one thing when you say words, like part of the reading was saying that, I'm just going to mute you just so there's a, so part of the reading was, it's what you're thinking, but it's also your emotions, right? So I could say, oh, I really love my kid, right? And then, like, if I make the gesture of, like, oh my God, I just love, and touch my heart, like, you're putting your whole body, your feelings into it. It's a more impactful, and it's a visceral experience. So anytime you can incorporate your body movements with what you're doing, so if you're in the mirror and you're prepping for an event, for a talk, and you use your body language to say, like, I am beautiful, I am confident, I have this, I've done this before, these people want what I have. It's a whole nother vibration than if you're just saying the words without the language. So anytime you can incorporate physical movement, like Jackie said, put your chest out, you know, put your arms out, like, inhabit the words, it makes such a difference. So did anyone else want to say anything about the reading or about the tools that they use to, you know, work with fear, nerves, overwhelm, anxiety? Feel free to unmute yourself. I'll just give it a moment. It looks like April has logged on and off. I don't know if she's having difficulty. Okay, well, I'll just give you a quick update before we go into working with each of you. So my website is back up, which is awesome. Thank you for clapping, Jackie. So I emailed you the link, and it's the same link that you'll use every week. So basically, I'm just going to add, you know, the new recordings and the new material, but it'll still be in the Facebook group. The cool thing about the website, it's just all in one place. You don't kind of have to search through the Facebook feed. So that's there. I just wanted to put a plug in to the homework. Before you got on the call, Jackie, I was saying that if anyone's behind or they feel like they haven't been working through the worksheets, that it's okay. Please continue to show up, at least look at the worksheet and think about the questions. And again, it supports you to set time aside to do it, because everyone's so busy. You've got a lot going on. And even if you can just spend 10 minutes or 15 minutes filling that out, it really, like, don't underestimate what filling out these worksheets does. First of all, whether you handwrite them or you type them up, it's like you spending conscious of time, like just what we were talking about the reading, thinking about what we want and versus what we don't want. So when you spend time filling out these handouts, you're spending time thinking about what you want in your business. You're thinking about how many clients you want. You're thinking about how much money you want to make. You're thinking about what makes you uniquely qualified to help the people you want to serve. All of these things are adding to your clarity. You have more clarity. You have more confidence. You're going to feel better about putting your offering out there. So please don't give up on the handouts or on the homework. It will really make such a difference in your business, having that clarity. And so again, each week there's a checklist that tells you what to do for the week. And each week there's going to be a 1-minute video. And I tell you what to say in the video so that you don't have to think really hard and, you know, get perfectionistic about what it is to say. The reason I'm encouraging you to do this really is for yourself, and it's just for this class. A, so that you can have the practice of, if you have any fear around video, and maybe ultimately, you know, some of you might decide you don't want to do video, which is fine. But I guarantee you, like, stuff comes up for people around video, stuff around the way that they look, the way that they sound. Are they really an expert? Are people going to take them seriously? Do they take themselves seriously? So in doing your minute video, like you're allowing whatever fears, anxieties, nerves to come up to the surface for you to address and deal with. And you might decide that, you know, you're not ready for video now, which is totally fine. But I think given that our group is so small, that there's 7 of us in this group, it's a great place for you to practice in a loving, supportive environment and not be judged. So for example, the video for this week was to, let me see if I can remember, to say your name, to say what your niche is, whether you have it figured it out or not, and what makes you uniquely qualified to help the audience that you want to help. And last week, it was simply to say your name, where you live, what success means to you, and what your success book is for the class. So even though that week has passed, I'm going to put in my 2 cents that I still want to invite you to do it, because trust me, amazing things are going to come of it. I don't know if you saw, yes, Jackie, let me unmute you. Yeah.
Oh no, I was just going to say, yay, because I was going to ask you, can we make up the videos and stuff? Absolutely. Because, okay, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we don't have class next week. So you're going to actually have 2 weeks. You know, so we won't meet next Thursday, but we'll meet the following Thursday. So you can go back and do your videos. You can do your handouts. Say that again.
Oh, there you go. Your ear. I can hardly hear you a little bit.
Okay. If anyone else on the phone, if you're having trouble hearing me, if you could also let me know, that would be great. So Jackie, since you're the only one on video, if you're having a hard time, give me a sign. Like this will be the, oh yeah. Thank you. So I'm going to mute you. So you'll have 2 weeks to go through the handouts and do some of the things that you may have missed. And again, I want to encourage you to reach out to each other. I know some of you have already made contact on the phone, which is awesome. And I really want to invite you to keep doing that so that you can build your friendships, your connections. Yes, Jackie, you can, let me unmute you. Yes.
Oh, I was just saying that, is Marissa on the phone?
I don't see her. I think she had technical difficulties today, so she's not on. But you guys have spoken, right?
Yeah, we connected. She's helping me. She's life coaching me right now.
That's awesome.
But it's like resistance. Like our phone went out and stuff, and it's like, oh my God, no, this is perfect. It was like we really click, you know? So I'm prepared for her to get everything together.
So I
really look forward to talking to her and all the other ladies too, you know, whoever needs me as well.
Beautiful. Yes, that's what this is about, you know, you reaching out to each other. Sometimes on the entrepreneurial journey, it can be lonely. You're by yourself, especially if you're working from home, and you guys can support each other on the phone, on video chat, and even just be supporting each other's events and brainstorm and coach each other and ask for, you know, testimonials. So that with that being said, we're going to go through and I'm going to check in with everyone about where they're at and how I can support you. And since I can see you, Jackie, you asked me a question about your class. Have you picked a date for your workshop?
Yeah, I did have those questions because it's like, oh my God, I was having I was so nervous, like, and I was like, I don't know what date. I want to say a date, but I don't know, because you know, sometimes you pick the wrong date and the wrong time, and then you gotta make sure. So how long should I wait? You know, like how long do I give to the people to set up, you know, the stage for them to come? Do I give them 2 months to, you know, like send out the invitation and say it's 2 months from now, or sell tickets or whatever? I don't know.
Okay, so the first place we're going to start is with our thinking, right? So it's really important that how you're thinking about this, right? So is it gonna take a long time? Like, so you want it like it's perfect, whatever it is. Even if you set an event and two people come, you don't have the turnout that you want, like you have to deem that it's a success from the get-go. So the success, yes, you want people to come, yes, you want to share your work, but when you're starting out, you want to make the success be about that Jackie follows through on her event, right?
Okay, I'm writing this down, that's why I'm looking down.
And it's recorded. So does that make
sense? That's good. Okay. Oh yeah, I can come back and take notes.
So that's number one. So that, like, I'm a success because I have taken responsibility and I've decided that I want to teach this love workshop or these love classes, and I'm committed to doing that. So in terms of when to do it, like literally you could do it. You could say that you're going to do it 2 weeks from today. And you could,
really?
Yeah. So first of all, the thing I want to ask you is, are you wanting it to be a class that's several weeks long, or are you just doing your first night?
That's a good question. I guess it could just be for, I don't know. What do you think? Should I do? You're the professional.
So what would make you feel most comfortable? Like when you think about, do you want to just do your first event? And then after that, the next one be, okay, this class is going to be 5 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks?
You think that would be good to just start? Because I haven't did that class before. So I'm in my heart, I've been ready to do this like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, and I haven't really had an opportunity. I'm excited, but then feeling a little burnt out too, because I've been waiting so long, trying to keep that, you know, like that inspirational feeling about doing this work that I really love to do.
So this is what I think is probably a good idea, Jackie, that you, honestly, the number that's coming up for me is 2 weeks. You can,
oh, really?
Yeah, you can do a class in 2 weeks, and it could be at home or on your phone or like by Zoom. And okay. What I want you to make it about is it just be you doing your first class.
And it's just about me doing my first class.
Yeah. It's okay. Say that again.
Okay, no, go ahead. Finish.
Okay. So I would say give yourself a timetable of 2 weeks. Do you already know people that you actually could invite to the class?
I know some couples. I mean, I don't know if it's good to invite family, is it? I don't know if my family would be supportive or whatever.
This is just for your first class, so you can invite whoever you want, as long as you know that they're couples. So how many couples off the top of your head do you say that you know that you could invite to the class?
Let me see. I'm still counting.
A lot of couples.
Yeah, I'm trying. about seven. I'm in my mind a bit.
Okay, so perfect.
About seven or eight people.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a few questions right now, and I want you to be the part of you that's decisive and clear and knows what she wants already, and just knows. It's all perfect, whatever it is. Okay, so for your first class, do you want it to be in your house, or do you want it to be like this, like a video conference? Or online, yeah, like on the phone. This is just the first one.
Honestly, I love entertaining. Okay. I really do. Great. I like people coming over.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to be in your house. You already have about, you know, 7 couples that come to mind. There's probably more people. So do you think it's going to be best to do it during the week or on the weekend?
I don't know. I'm not sure because people will take a class if they are interested in it on the weekday, at night after work.
Okay.
But the parking.
What would be best for you?
I'm really open. I'm open and receptive. You know, because I want to have the best day that, you know, is good. Because I know a lot of people work and stuff. Of course, they do work. So I'm thinking maybe the weekend on Saturday or maybe Friday night.
Okay, so I want you to choose, just for now, I want you to choose Friday or Saturday.
Friday or Saturday. Class. People coming after work. Friday. I guess I would say Saturday afternoon. Given the parking. And people are out and about, so more parking during the day.
Beautiful. Jackie, I'm so proud of you right now. Okay, so your class is going to be on a Saturday afternoon. And so if you look at your calendar right now, do you have your phone with you?
Yes, I'm looking at you on it.
Oh, okay. So
I'm looking at my tablet, though. I don't know the – I'm not sure if the –
Okay, so
the date.
So this Saturday is the 29th.
That's my anniversary! Yay!
Awesome! Congratulations!
Thank you. So
I'm thinking you could do something quickly, given that you already have people that you would want to invite. But okay, I'm going to give you 2 dates: Saturday, November 12th, or Saturday, November 19th.
Let's see, the 12th or the 19th. I'll say the 19th.
Okay. So yeah. Saturday, you said afternoon, you're thinking like a 4?
Oh, okay. I guess 4 would be good.
What were you thinking when you said afternoon?
Afternoon, I mean, that's going into the evening.
Okay.
So, I don't know. What time do you think is good? What time do you suggest?
You have to.
I have to do this. Okay. Yeah. For me, honestly, I would say 2.
Perfect.
2 o'clock.
Okay, ladies, did you hear that? Jackie has her workshop on November 19th, Saturday at 2 p.m. All you have to do now, Jackie, I know you know, sometimes people think like, oh my God, I have to decide what I'm going to do at the event. And I want you to know I'm right here. You know, you get 2 sessions with this so we can flesh it out more deeply. But the next thing to do would be to invite people. But before you do that, what's the name of your workshop? Or what is it, love languages? Or are you just calling it what you want and then you're using love languages as a tool, which is what I recommend?
Yeah, that's what I'm using, the love languages as a tool. So should I mean, because I was thinking, I could say I'm teaching on the 5 love languages, but a lot of people don't,
Okay, so
I don't know if a lot of people know. A lot of people know about the 5 love languages, but I don't know how many people do. But I don't know. I guess I'm just saying, how would I present it to the couples? That's what I'm thinking. Like that would be eye-catching.
What would you want these couples to get out of the class?
But a better understanding of how to love a man and how to love a woman. Like, because we are so different.
Yeah, that's so a great name. How to love a man, how to love your man, or how to love your woman. So I'm going to let you spend some time. And you can totally, you can write some ideas in the Facebook group if you want people to vote on the name. But I want you to, today is Thursday. Can you come up with a name by Monday?
Yeah, I can. I kind of like that voting idea.
Yeah.
Because it was catchy to, you know, the ladies. Yeah.
Because my goal in having you do something by Monday is that you can actually start, you know, create an event to promote to people by Monday. It doesn't need to take a long time. Like, you're going to come up with a name. You're going to write down three things that you hope people get out of this workshop, or that you, not that you hope, that it's your intention for people to get out of this workshop. And you have a date, and you can start promoting even if you don't know exactly what you're going to do with the workshop. We'll help you. I'll help you with that.
Okay. I was like, you said I had a date. I'm like, oh, wow, I have a date.
Yeah. What's that about?
Cool. Huh? No, I just, I'm happy on one point. I'm nervous on the other point, you know, but, you know, so just like you said at the beginning, even if only three people or two people come, me having an advantage for me,
yeah.
and it, you know, even if two people show up, it's proof that I follow through and I'm a success, because you said, I didn't get to write that part down.
That's okay. So this is the thing. This is for all of you. Like, even, especially when you're at the start of your business, it's so easy to place so much emphasis on, like, well, how many people came? How much money did I make? When the truth is, if you do this once, you now know, Jackie, that you can do it again. So because you have never led your workshop, you don't know that you'd be really good at it. You don't know yet that it'll be really natural for you because you have a successful relationship and you've been studying this material for years. Once you do it that first time, it's going to open up to be like, oh, okay, I can totally teach this for 8 weeks, or I can do this every month. So, and you'll know how to hold an outline and how to hold people for an hour or two. So the most important thing, Jackie, is actually that you just show up and invite people and host your first event.
Okay.
Another question, is it free or do you want to charge?
I like to charge.
Okay, how much do you charge?
Not a lot, but not too small, because people don't tend to appreciate stuff as much as unless they pay for it. That's how I've been taught that.
What's your
number? If I say five, that sounds like I'm being desperate to me. So maybe $20 a couple, or 25. I don't know.
Perfect.
That's what, 20?
So you should say $20 a couple or $25 a couple. It's perfect, whatever number you want. But so $20 or $25 a couple. So you have all of the materials you need to put out your event. I mean, I literally think you could put it out before the weekend, but I'm just, you know, giving you till Monday. So Monday, you're going to have, you can create your Facebook event and start inviting all the couples you think to come to your event.
Or if okay, so what if some of them are not on Facebook?
Okay, then you email them or call them. Calling is the best. But you can send them an email first, and then you can follow up with a call.
Okay, what about having, like, tickets to it?
You don't need to have tickets. I mean, unless you want to, but you creating... Oh, yeah. So what you want to do is you want to look at Nicole. Nicole is doing a workshop next week. Her workshop is posted in our group. And so she used Eventbrite. And so it's eventbrite.com. Let me just type that in here. And so that allows, if you set that up, that allows you to accept payment that way. So it's kind of like an online ticket. Eventbrite.com.
And is it Bright, Bright?
No, it's Event, E-V-E-E-N. I'm trying to write it here in the chat box, but my thing.
Okay.
Eventbrite.com. So you're going to go to Eventbrite.com. It'll give you instructions. I think that they used to have an operator that you could call and ask questions, but that'll allow you to set up tickets.
Okay.
So, Nicole, I see you unmuted yourself. Yeah. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, just from the experience so far, I was thinking maybe I can give my opinion on that.
Sure.
I feel like it's kind of an extra step for people. I don't know if it's just like the group of people that I'm like reaching out to. It seems like people are more interested in paying like at the door or like at the event. So it almost seems more worth it to. It seems official. I feel like it seems official when you do something like that. But it could be more convenient to do like an Evite too. I don't know. That's another option as well.
We'll give them both options, maybe.
Yeah. Because they like you can also on the Eventbrite you can choose whether like you have them pay on that site or if you want them to pay at the door. So there's like different options too, which might be helpful to decide on that.
Oh, you can do it through Eventbrite at the door too. Okay.
Yeah.
What I would say, the thing is sometimes people will say that they're coming and they don't come. So if you wait until the advantage to doing an Eventbrite is like reward people for purchasing early. So the early bird ticket could be like, hey, you know, it's a little bit more expensive if they pay at the door. So if your ticket's $20, maybe it's $25 or $30 at the door. So you always want people to pay earlier ahead of time if they can, because you know how they're going to be there for sure, right? And if you're trying to keep, you know, especially if it's a small gathering, it's okay. But if it gets larger, you want to know how many people are going to be there. So 10 people could say they're coming, and on the day of, it's raining, they don't feel like coming out, and then they don't show. So the advantage to paying ahead of time is that those people are now, you know that those bodies will be there.
But
you told
me. At least they got paid for them.
Say that again?
At least they already paid too. You know, maybe they can send by to somebody else in their place or something.
Exactly.
Some people want to do that too.
Yeah, it is an extra step, but one of the ways to make it more appealing, so like Nicole, for example, is like, oh, there's a few seats left. So people are going to know that it's going to run out if they wait till the last minute. It's actually beneficial for you as an entrepreneur anytime, you know, you want people to pay up front and you want them to pay sooner than later. So you can definitely say they can purchase at the door, but it's $5 or $10 more.
Okay.
Cool. Any other questions before we let you go?
Oh, for me, yes, okay, you pretty much answered most of them. So, of course, I'm gonna just have like hors d'oeuvres or whatever. What do you have with that kind of stuff? Because I always like to make something, little something for that.
Awesome. And you can include that in your invitation, that say that snacks are provided. Like Nicole's having wine and, you know, snacks. So that's, you know, that makes it even more special and festive, you know, like come out for date night.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Uh-huh.
Or, okay. you know, couples date night. I don't know. Mike and I have to go to couples date night and it's so much fun where you actually play and they walk through these exercises. So list some titles in the Facebook group and let the ladies vote on it. And so by Monday, does that seem doable for you that you could have your e-fight, your Facebook event ready to start sharing?
Yeah, when on Monday? Yes, I can. I could do that. Could do that. I've never made one, but you say you will help me, so yeah, I can be ready.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Nicole would be happy to give you any tips too.
And also, I wanted to say,
you know who you want to connect with as well, Jackie, is Reach Out to Free, because she does all kinds of workshops for couples, intimacy, dating.
Oh, cool.
She does singles events, but I know a lot of the intimacy exercises that she does will work with couples, you know? So there are people in the group that could support you.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. Okay, Tree, hopefully that'll be okay. I would love to connect with you and Nicole. So I would love to get your feedback, because this would be the first one, like she said. And I, you know, of course I'm a little nervous, but we already talked about that, but I kind of know how to cope with it. I just don't, sometimes I just get in my head too much, you know, and it's like, okay, this is going to be here and I got to measure this and that and that. And so if it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks away, I don't want to be worrying about it the whole time. Yeah. So I'm just curious.
Two things you can do. You can make it sooner, right? So rather than 3 weeks, you can do it 2 weeks.
So I don't have to stress the whole.
Yes. And just exactly what you were doing. You give yourself a pep talk. Like, Jackie, I'm so proud of you. You've been wanting to do this for so long that you're finally doing it, that you're following it through. And if you have an outline of what you want to do during your evening, it is going to support you. And nerves are normal, to not judge yourself for being nervous. It's something new.
Yeah. So that's what I want. I need to work on the outline. So I need to work on that. Because I can talk to you all day, you know, but I don't necessarily know how to do the outline, even though I wrote a few of them.
Yeah. So just in our client creation Facebook group, but in my Women Coaches in Bloom, I did some videos on, actually I'll tag you, because I did a video on your outline for your event. And so there's a bunch of ideas that you can to host your event. But I'm sure in that book, the love languages, it probably gives you some ideas, right?
Oh yeah, I have ideas. I've been looking, the book that I'm reading is about doing a small group, so.
Nicole, were you going to say something? I see you unmute yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jackie, well, it's all a learning process for me because it's my first workshop. But I think how I'm getting over like the idea, like the kind of like anxiety, is to just remind myself that I'm an expert in what I know. And beyond that, I can be vulnerable to know that when I'm in the group setting, that there's a possibility that I may not be able to respond to everything, or I may have to like look into something, but I feel good about what I know and what I can share, that this is my path, and that kind of like lessens the anxiety, because I think I feel like, oh my God, I have to know everything and I have to be completely like on point with every single thing and not think that I'm going to be nervous. So just being like really like kind to myself and give myself the credit for why I'm doing this and why I'm sharing with the group and having the workshop.
That's so good. You said you share, you're good at what you know. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Exactly. Yeah.
And so Nicole, since you're here, why don't we just keep you on? And then Jackie, the final thing I want to say is you really want to work through those handouts. So like when some of the questions in the handouts are like, what are the things that you've come through in your life, you know, around relationships? You don't have to answer this now. Like, what makes you qualified to help couples? When you start writing this stuff out, you can walk into your workshop knowing that, like, I have a successful marriage. Like, we have come through this and that, And these are the things that make me passionate and able to support others. So I'm going to mute you for now. And I look forward to seeing what you come up with in the Facebook group. And I'm so proud of you for picking a date.
Yay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Nicole, everybody.
Yeah, no problem.
So, Miss Nicole, I know we were talking at the start of the call, and since I had you unmuted anyway, I don't know if you ladies, first of all, let me say this to you, Nicole. So, I shared your post in my group today, but I realized that because I'm your friend, I don't think that people who aren't your friend can see it. So, I'm wondering, I'm wondering if you could change the settings to not have it be private, or if you just wanted me to do a new post and I could just, it wouldn't have, I just thought that story that you wrote was so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if you can change.
I can totally do that.
Okay, yeah.
I can change the setting and then, yeah. I guess the reason why I didn't do that for that was because I did that for the event, but I guess I just got confused and didn't realize that I hadn't done that for that post, which would be good.
Yeah. Because that was such a powerful post. So, So those of you, I just want to talk to everybody else and then I'll come to you. So remember last week we were talking to Nicole and she shared that she knows what it's like to be 100 pounds heavier. And so we were talking about like, oh my God, that'd be so awesome to see a before and after. So she did this amazing post and I love. And it wasn't even very long, but it was heartfelt, it was thoughtful, and so relatable. I love that you did this for so many reasons. Because A, you're a stylist and you're a fashion person, I think that sometimes people can be, and you're beautiful, that might be intimidating to some people, right? But here's a vulnerable post saying, like, I'm a woman who's, you know, I've had fluctuations in my weight, fluctuations in what I can wear, and here I am today, and like every woman deserves to be beautiful, which is essentially what she was saying in her post, and it was received so well. And so the reason I'm bringing this up, because I want you all to go see it, she'll change the settings.
I just did it. Okay, I just changed the settings, so you should be able to see it now.
So if you're in the Facebook group, Women Coaches in Bloom, it might be that, I think that's the only thing I posted there today. So she shares her story. And so one of the things we talk about when we're doing our work is to share our stories, you know, like Jackie has been married for so long. She's dealt with codependency. Like people resonate with those issues and they feel like, oh, okay, this isn't just some woman with a perfect relationship telling me how to have a perfect relationship, right? Like she's been through stuff. And so same thing with Nicole, like, oh, this isn't just a beautiful fashion person telling me I need to look better. Like this is a person who cares about empowering women to look their best. So please check out that post. And you just want to think about like, why is the topic, the niche that you've chosen so important? What experience do you have with it? And I know Tree, she mostly works with men, but like there's something that has it be that you're compassionate towards them. Like that can be your story. So even if you haven't gone through what a man goes through, there's something that you've had with love and relationships. So, gorgeous post, Nicole, and if you can just tell us where you're at with your event, and tell us where you're at, and what are you doing is next.
Thank you, that was really nice. Actually, our conversation, as I said in the post, our conversation last week inspired me to do the post, and it actually made me really, like, think about more in depth about how I share, like how I share on social media and how transparent I am. I think I was just talking to my boyfriend about how I always think about myself as really open. And like after this experience of posting this, I realized that I'm actually, I think I'm actually private. I'm more private than I think I realize. And it was kind of like uncomfortable to share a picture of my old self, and I think I realized I was embarrassed of I was slightly embarrassed, and so it brought up a whole bunch of different emotions And I wrote, like, I wrote the blurb before it, like, and it sounded really, like, contrived, and then I just erased it and then just, like, wrote something that just felt really natural. And I shared it, and after sharing it, it made me feel more confident that I do have something to share with other women. So it was, like, I think it's helped me even, like, with developing, like, the workshop and, like, what I'm going to share at the workshop. I think what Jackie said about in terms of, like, getting people to come, and then you said, well, it's not about how many people will come. I think I'm still struggling with that part and, like, the ego part of that. Right now, I think I have a total of 7 women that are coming. Which I feel good about. I actually would feel fine if it were 7 women, because I like the idea of it being really intimate and being able to help and kind of have personal conversations with each person. And it's at the home of one of my clients. So part of that is to make everyone feel comfortable with sharing and being able to talk about, like, body image and things that are really personal. So I'm okay if it stays at 7. I think I would like for there to be, like, 2 or 3 more women. So I'm hoping that I've been posting, and I feel like, and I've been talking to people, and I haven't, I'm just kind of trying to be positive with getting those 2 more, which would be my goal.
I don't mean to say that the number doesn't matter. Sometimes we can get focused on the number, and I think, so let's say 7 people come, it's like, wow, you have your successful event, you have pictures from your event, and, you know, which creates social proof that you're doing this, and people want to come the next time. So it's never the event, the one thing that we're doing isn't an isolated thing. So, like,
yeah.
For example, for me with this program, like, I wanted 10 women, and there's 7. And so, like, I just feel like the calls are so rich, you know? And
yeah.
Imagine 10 women being on there. I'm sure we would work it out no matter how many women were on here, but you always want to look at the life. Your event isn't just that event. It's the life of that event. So now you're going to post those pictures on your social media outlets, and people are going to be like, ooh, that looks so cool. I want to come to the next one. So it's yes, still doing the work to bring in more people if you know, and if they don't, yeah. Like, you're Nicole, like, you did this amazing post. You're putting yourself out there. You did it on your business page, which had before been just about your art. So, like, look at all of these little things that you're doing that are like, universe, this is another part of my creativity that I want to explore in a deeper way with people. So I'm just saying to look at it as the larger piece, not just the unique event. And you might get 4 more women for all you know.
Yeah, I mean, I totally, and I think I really appreciate you saying that it's that part of it, because I keep looking back at, like, why do I want more people to come if I'm happy with it being a small intimate group? Mm-hmm. So I feel really good with everything that's happening with it. I think part of it too, I have actually had another thought with people. I've had a lot of support around it from people that, like, on Facebook. And so people are sharing it. And so I started thinking, well, if people are sharing it, does that mean that if they're not responding to, like, the Eventbrite, or they're not, like, RSVPing, will I have, like, people just show up without RSVPing? Mm-hmm. And so I guess I have to be open to that part of it too.
Or what you could do is, if the address is not on your, you could either have it be that people could show up last minute, or you could just make the address available to people who've actually paid, or they told you
privately
that they're actually going to come.
So do you think I should take off the address? Because I have the address on the Facebook page and on the Eventbrite?
Yeah, you can. If you're worried about more people coming than could be comfortable, you could just save it for, like, you know, once you register say address will be given once you register or something like that.
Okay. I might reevaluate that.
What's your offer? So, like, once people come to the event, what will you be offering them at the end?
I thought about that too. I think I'm going to offer a free consultation.
Awesome.
which is usually an hour and a half. And up until this point, I've been doing the consultation at like 150.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's a pretty, and it's pretty intensive. It's like, it could be virtual. I would prefer it be in person, but it revolves around like finding more out about them. So I basically like put together a whole style profile after like asking a series of questions. And then kind of talking more about what they have and what, you know, how they want to develop and grow in this area. So that's what I was thinking of offering.
Awesome. So you
Especially being that it's a small group, like I probably would, if it was like a larger group, I might do like half off of a consultation, or something like that. But I think I would love to be able to offer it to this group of women.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
A style.
And then and from this, which I was talking to, oh my God, why did her name just slip my mind? Yeah, Marissa. And she's so cool. And like, obviously she's such a giving person because she's helping, you know, more than one of us. And so I'm really happy that I can offer it to her because I was like, you just need to receive because you're such a giver. Like, I'd like for you to just receive, like sit back and receive. And she gave me so many good like pointers for like organizational stuff, which I'm really happy about because that's kind of the area that I need help in. And I also, from posting on Facebook, I've gotten two more people who would like to host workshops. So I have my second workshop scheduled in Santa Clara for December 4th.
That's
awesome. And, I know. And then I had another friend reach out to me and say she wanted to lead a workshop in LA. So that'll probably be like in January.
Well, you know, like,
it's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting. And so that's something that you can continue doing, especially with the holidays. Like, you know, I'm now accepting bookings for in-person fashion seminars. Invite your friends. That's something that you, an offer that you can be putting out on a regular basis on your social media outlet.
I know, and that's actually you hit exactly on a conversation that I had with the woman who I'm having it in Santa Clara with. She actually is someone that I had was a client a while ago, and she was like, can you do it around, because it's going to be December 4th, she's like, can you do it around the little black dress and how to accessorize the little black dress, mm-hmm. kind of like a holiday theme.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's perfect. So I think from that conversation, like what I'm going to do with the workshops is really tailor it to the group of women that the whoever's hosting it is will give me an idea of what, you know, she thinks would best reach out to that group of women. And then that way I can tailor it to meet the needs of, you know, what of the specific group of women.
Awesome. Nicole, you know, I think that even if you said that, like, cause that, like if you had a little picture of some black dresses and like you just shared on your social media, like I'm so excited to be hosting my next seminar around this. You know, what would you want me to, and you ask the question, like, what
that's true.
Girlfriends, people will totally respond. They're like, oh, can you help us with jean jackets? I don't know.
Yes, that's a great idea. So. I'll do that. And I think I can be better with, like, so right now I want to do, like, another post on the Facebook invite page, and maybe have another idea about that, but I want to, like, post a little bit of, like, information, like, something, like, around color or something around, like, silhouette or something like that to get people kind of ready to like think about what we're going to be talking about or get them excited. So I want to be better about doing like kind of like what you're talking about, getting people like involved and excited about being involved with what I'm doing.
And this is, I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if uh-huh. you have resistance around video, but, and I think even if you just practice in this group, what I see someone do is they come on the video and they've got jewelry on, right? I mean, you could do either.
Yeah.
And then they take off the jewelry to show people the impact of accessories. I mean, this is just one. Or you actually are with a white shirt and you put on different accessories or like, or mm-hmm. you put on different mm-hmm. colors. Like this is me in this color that is kind of blah. And this is me in this color that you're like, oh my gosh, your skin is glowing. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to just put in a plug for mm-hmm. doing, even if it's like 10 seconds, whatever idea you have, just trying it in this group. Where there's 7 people, so you can like you don't feel like you're putting yourself, you know, everybody on your Facebook, but it can be a good testing ground. And just know that, like, even Tree was saying, like, she did a recent video, she did a testimonial video, and she was just like, oh my god, that inspired me to start doing videos for, you know, for her business because I think she's amazing on video. And so like just having that experience, even though she wasn't intending it to go anywhere, it's just like, So I'm just putting out the plug that when you're ready,
I think you're picking up on my insecurity in that area, I guess. I feel like, I think I said last time, I was like, every time I hear my voice, like you said on video, I'm like, oh my God, no, like I can't hear it. But I think for what I do, what you're saying is like really important. And it's like, it can really make a world of difference. And I think even with my selling, cause like I sell on different, in different platforms, but like, I know if I were to put myself out there and like style myself in the things that I'm selling, it would probably sell a lot better, but because I don't like to like put myself out there in that way, like I end up not doing it. Yeah. So I think doing that in the group, I can do that.
Yeah, awesome. Cause it's not to like, you might find like, oh my God, it's more pressure than it's worth. But I think even if you just did one, you know, it doesn't even have to be a style thing. It could just be you doing one of the assignments. Hey guys, this is Nicole. I hate my voice. Yeah. I'm just doing it just to get it over with. That's it. End of the video.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Yeah.
But I think people would bananas over you, Nicole. Like you're like.
Thank you. I can commit to that.
I saw the little picture that you had of the bag where you were holding the bag. Like imagine if you were on being like, oh my gosh, you know you want this bag. Right,
like people would be like,
oh my god, give me the bag.
All right,
Jackie has some
for
one second.
Okay,
Jackie Turkle,
hi, Jackie.
What's up?
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm listening to you guys talk. I'm inspired, and I would like to see if I could be one of your models too. I don't know, because I plan to go out on talking. Speaking in public, that's one of my dream goals. I need to know exactly how, you know, to dress and stuff for my body. Yeah. And also, I'm a worship leader. So mm-hmm. I plan on that, going out to big, you know, places and singing. So
I'd love to.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I'm trying to develop...
How should I say this?
I'm trying to develop. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to develop. It's really cool because I'm trying to develop my virtual clients. So that would be great because I've never done that before now. And so I'd love to help you in that area. That would be great. I think it's really important because that's part of, like, the group of women that I'm that I'm working with are women who have to be in public, have to be in front of people, and how to really get people to, like, when you really believe in what you're wearing, you're going to do, and what you have on and feeling good about yourself, then you're going to be able to present and be that much better when you're doing, like, what you're doing.
Yeah. I agree, because you look better, you feel better, for real, you know?
So connect, find each other in the group, and I just, because we're...
Okay, for sure.
I'm going to go to Tree, but was there anything else you wanted to say, Nicole, before we continue?
No. Thank you for inspiring me to do that post. I think it's really, and a lot of other things, it's been really great, so thank you.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. I'm sorry, Khadija. I just want to say congratulations. That was awesome. I'll give you a hand.
Thank you. Thanks, Jackie.
And give her some love in there, in the group.
Okay. All okay. Right.
Thank you. Okay.
And let's go over to our lovely Teresa Critella. Let me see. How do I unmute you? Tree.
Okay. Hi, Khadija. Hey, could you go on to someone else? Because Chris is going to hook me up on the video. I'd rather see you interact that way in about 5 minutes after that. Could you move on to someone else first?
Let's see. Lori. Lori?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. Okay.
How are you doing today?
All right. Yeah. No energy, but I'm okay. I think I'm coming down with a cold.
Oh, no.
Well, I know. I'm trying to think maybe. I don't know if this is allergy season. I don't know. I've been popping my Claritin, so.
Well, what's going on with your ideas around your coaching business and...
Yeah, well, what I've been, actually these forms are very helpful because I'm so early on and trying to determine, you know, exactly which direction I'm looking to go. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of different types of experiences that have been pretty impactful to me. And so, you know, and I drilled down actually looking at some things on the list too on that first page. Under relationships, what I was thinking of is, you know, I don't even know how you do this, but more relationship with yourself and then really interpersonal relationships like, sorry, my dog growls at me when I'm on the phone, I have to put them in the other room, and, you know, relationships, you know, in office and intimate relationships as well, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And my target client I'm thinking of would be executives. Mm-hmm. And I seem to keep going back to that. I don't know why. Yeah. I feel like, you know, like I should move my dog. They're going to yell at me any minute now. Yeah. And so anyway, so that's let me just shut this door here. I can focus. Sorry about that, guys.
No, that's okay. I know.
They were so quiet. All of a sudden, they're like perking up with all this energy and running around with toys and then they're growling at me. I'm like, uh-oh. It's slippery slope. They're going to start yelling at me in a minute. Anyway, so, you know, just sort of thinking this through, I keep going back to that. I've also had a lot of experience myself in work environments that have been, you know, rather challenging. And so it just seems to be coming back to, for me, I'm sort of thinking, I'm so early on compared with everybody else. I'm just mostly listening on at this just to sort of get a sense of, you know, how you kind of develop your business once you figure out what your niche is. But,
so what is it about executives that excites you?
Well, you know, I've always been really intuitive around business matters and always been one of those folks who's been able to work with people to get them to think about how they come across and how they present themselves and how they communicate with others in a work environment.
Mm.
I remember when I first got out of college, that was, and I started working, I was so far ahead of so many people, just coaching folks internally and then being in human resources, being a soundboard and listening to these folks, you know, go on and on, and everyone's insecure no matter what level they're at. And and it's just something, you know, I've always felt very strongly about because, you know, folks can do a lot of damage to people, you know, to each other at work, not just financially. If they, you know, say something, you know, or don't communicate properly or whatnot, and then the person gets let go, and then, you know, the financial impact. These are real lives, you know, on the other end of these communications. Mm-hmm. And it's just something, you know, that I've always, it's been a motivator for me. It just, it, you know, always has been, mm-hmm. to get people to really be self-aware of how they come across. When they interact with other people.
I was just going to say, if you go back and listen, like what you, I'm very intuitive too. And what you just said, I was like, wow, now that's a very hot topic, to be an executive. And it's so like a lot of people aren't self-aware and they don't know how they come across and they're not aware of their impact. And yep. So one of the first things that came to mind when you said that, I was just like, okay, well, if you were to go into an organization and you were giving a talk, what do you think your talk would be about?
My talk, good question. How would I probably, I don't know what I would probably title it, but it would be, I'm used to doing presentations in HR, but, and it's usually around performance management and communicating, you know, around performance. but yeah, I guess it would be really, I'd probably just talk, try to get folks, I don't know what I talk about. I'd probably talk about, how folks interact with each other and, I don't know, I'd have to really kind of flush that through. I think it's, you know, I always have this chip on my shoulder because I don't have a graduate degree in psychology. And, you know, a lot of time, and I don't want to go into a company and do this type of thing because it's not really, I'd rather have work with individuals one-off. Because a lot of times, you know, I know it's like having, you know, had organized 360s without, you know, external consultants and whatnot. And these executives, it's just like, you know, I am who I am. I'm not going to change. No one's going to make me change. Mm-hmm. You know, they just, they'll maybe, you know, go along with it if they need to for a short while and they default back to their ways because they don't want to change and they're hot-headed and they're, you know, my opinion, a little Trump-like, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I work with them on their own and they're working, they're paying me directly, that means that they're bought in.
Okay, got it.
And they know that they need help.
Okay.
And you know, they won't necessarily want to go to a psychologist and they might not want to go to a high powered executive coach because some of those folks, you know, they see as these folks who are almost retired and they, you know, a lot of these men, I hear them talk, they say, you know, oh, they don't listen to some guy who failed at his job, some executive who's, you know, they just come up with rotten, they're just nasty sometimes. And, but if they're interested and they come on their own, then I think they're more open to listening. And I've always been very bent. I've always helped mm-hmm. folks internally at all levels.
I can hear
communicate
you.
Better.
So is your preference, you know, is your preference to work with male executives?
No, I think female executives could use a lot of support. I think, but I think female executives, I didn't have a whole lot of mentoring by men. But I could give them insights as to how to interact with other women.
Okay. Well, yeah. Lori, I know that you say that you're just in the beginning, but I think that you're really onto something here. So what I would add to what you're doing in the handouts is to make a list of all the things that you would be passionate to be discussing with executives. So like some of the things you mentioned, like, you know, that sometimes they're not self-aware and they're not aware, like, are you aware of your impact as a leader, you know, in your organization? You know, communicating effectively with your team, increasing company or team morale, like, you know, if you write down a list of all of like you, the strengths that you think you have in this area of specifically working with executives and how you've worked with executives in the past. I think just having it down on paper and you mm-hmm. highlighting the things that you're most interested in, because to be honest, when I hear you, you kind of already have your niche. Maybe it's not like super, super fine tuned, but you're like, okay, I know I want to work with executives. I know how to increase performance. I know how to increase self-awareness. I know how to facilitate successful communication. And mm-hmm. you're right, like I would imagine, that people want to increase their performance. And so, you know, in the first class or the second class, I was saying, you know, for Jackie, for example, maybe not leading with codependence, right? But her focusing on relationship coaching and then talking about codependence being one of the tools. So if you think about what you think executives find the most important, so if performance is the thing, then that's the thing that you can lead with. And I don't know if that's going to be the thing yet, but once you start doing the writing, it'll become clear. But like, oh, okay, increase your performance. You know, like, so for me, people are like, I want to get my first client. I want to get clients. I want to get my next client. But then when, once we start working together, all this stuff around visibility, around confidence comes up, right? So you don't have to necessarily lead with the self-awareness, but that's going to be, and unless they're that type of person. So like the people that I work with tend to value, they do a lot of work on themselves. So it depends on who your people are. If they value more, you know, performance and success, you can lead with that, but then you're going to be teaching them these, you know, like this is how to have your edge with, you know, performance or success. It's to become more self-aware. It's really about relationship building and how are you talking to people and are people feeling really heard? So like those skills that you think that they may not value as place as importance, those are kind of your secret ninja tricks. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I, you know, anytime I start to feel turned, like when I feel turned on and excited, I'm like, oh my God, the person's really on to something. But I think that it sounds like you've had so much experience and have helped so many people. And there's a layer of depth that people are missing. And you, I think, could be that missing link to bring that level of awareness and compassion and heart to business organizations.
Yeah, and I've, you know, I also have a very strong personality, and I had spoken to Mike about this when we first talked too, is that I've worked with some executives who are just real pains in the ass. Like, they're just, like, hard. Pain, no one can work with them. But they listen to me, and I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe because I'm just
honest.
You
gotta find out that why. Like,
why? Yeah, you know, it's just, I just.
Why they listen to you. If you were to guess why they listen to you.
They listen because I'm direct and I'm honest. And I understand their perspective, but I'm also very aware and well able to communicate the other individual's perspective as well and frame it in a way to get them to kind of reframe a little bit. I think bridging that. I think, yeah, this is good to talk out loud, other than talking to myself and my dog about this.
this is important for all of you, because sometimes we're not aware of our superpowers. So she's like, I don't know why they listen to me, but the deeper part of her does know why. Like, she's direct. That's a skill. Not everyone has the skill of being direct. You know, some of us are not direct. So to be able to be direct and to cut through all the layers is a skill, you know, to understand both sides. So I feel like as you actually write this stuff down and flesh it out, like, you're going to increase your confidence around knowing that, like, wow, I've helped these executives in this way in the past. I can do it again, and people can pay me privately to work with them because I know what you need. So are you connected with executives who could benefit from your coaching?
Yeah, I am. I haven't put myself out there with anyone yet because I really want to, I only have one chance to make a first impression. I want to make sure that when I put myself out there that, I mean, I'm not going to wait forever because nothing's ever perfect, but, and God knows there are plenty of these folks out there need help, like, now. It doesn't really matter whether I have business cards or not, you know, but I want to make sure that I'm sure-footed when I step out, and then I'm positioning myself to grow as well. So that's why I'm continuing, I continue to be challenged. I don't want to, do something I've been there, done there too much, because I'll be get bored. But I have contacts, in finance and in Boston and New York and, other parts of the country and, some out here in LA as well. I could always reach out and tap into. And they don't even have to be folks in finance too. I can work with any, whether they're in the entertainment industry. I mean, a lot of times they have, but I've never worked in those industries, mm-hmm. but I have worked, in real estate, commercial real estate and finance and, private practice, professional services with law firms and public accounting firms. So I understand, the types of personalities, especially the ones who drive the bus top. So I have kind of think I could tap into. I'm not afraid of asking for the business. I'm a little pain in the ass over here. I'm not afraid of asking for business. I just want to make sure I know I can position myself orally in a way that they can still listen to, because I would need to know that I know how to present myself to them, or else everything else after that, they won't listen to me. They don't know me.
So I just want to tell you something that maybe the other ladies on the call can hear, but you're actually further along than you think, way further along. So the fact that you already have a network and you're connected to people that could be potential clients sets mm-hmm. you, a lot of people are just starting out and they don't even know where to get clients. So that is very promising, number one. Number two, that that you want to work with executives. Mm-hmm. And so next week, we're not meeting, but you will get a module on Monday where I'm talking more about pricing and packaging, where you'll get to flesh out, what's the thing that I would offer someone if I called them, and these are things that you all can be brainstorming about, what kinds of needs do they have, what would benefit an executive if I were working with him directly? Would I be working with him for 6 weeks, for 3 months, long term? And, there are a lot of companies that would pay for their team to get private coaching if it meant that their performance would be enhanced and it would increase the whole bottom dollar, the bottom line of the whole company. So I just want to mirror back to you that you're further along than you might think, and that it's just about, what are the problems that, the executives you want to work with dealing with, mm-hmm. and what kind of solution would you be offering them? What would be the benefits? After working with Lori for 6 weeks, I did a 6-week boot camp with Lori, business boot camp, I don't know. And this is what shifted for me. And so you don't have to answer this now, but definitely by the end of the course, you'll have a chance to flush through each of these pieces so that okay, I'm doing an initial consultation. Maybe you have 3 offerings and based on your conversation, you invite them into one. And so that's just, we'll talk more about that on our next call, but mm-hmm. I think that you are in a land, I didn't write down all the possible niches, on that sheet, but the fact that you want to work with executives. So the next layer is I work with executives who, are dealing with this to, mm-hmm. Multiply their sales so that they can. So that's just what you'll be thinking about, what's that thing for you?
Yeah.
Any thoughts, comments, reflections? No?
Are you talking to me?
I was saying, asking if you had any final thoughts, comments, reflections.
No, I think for me, this has been really helpful.
I'm so glad. And I'm so excited to see, I just have this, this high-powered feeling. So I'm excited to see what you create.
So many times, I've worked at companies where they bring in coaches from the outside and, you know, they're part of organizations. They all did Myers-Briggs, and they do this, that. And, you know, everyone knows that at the end of the day, anything they say to that person is going to go right back to the employer. Mm-hmm. And then a senior executive, especially if they're, like, you know, in a C-suite, they're not going to want to have to work with a coach. I mean, if they do, they'll get the attitude. But, you know, everything still gets reported back. Mm-hmm. And that's why I figured, you know, if I can work with these folks offline, a lot of times they can't interact with each other.
Yeah.
They're just given attitude across the boardroom. I mean, it's just, and that's really what, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just look at some stuff that just went down in the news. And personally, because my ex-husband worked at a bank, I'm like, you know, I just look at that person. I think, you know, I can see that person being, you know, maybe causing, I mean, I don't even know. I don't know why I pick up on it, but I get just a certain attitude that I really think I can help some of these folks.
Mm.
You know, everything from, you know, presentation, how they move their hands when they're talking and moving their head when they're talking and the impression they're giving off to their clothing. I mean, everything is something I think I could really help with. But again, I just have to package my you know, my product tightly well enough so I can communicate it in a way that will get some interest.
Yeah.
You know,
I really want to, writing down all these things. So like if you have an avatar for the type of person you're thinking about, so like when you say you've been watching the news or like if you can create some type of model of like, okay, this is who my ideal client would be. And I'm gonna just give myself a note. So I'll make a list for you guys, an avatar worksheet. So like, you know, what are they like and what's their biggest difficulty and what would be the breakthrough that they need to have that would really make a difference for them in their business. And, you know, you're the person that's going to help them have that breakthrough. So anytime you see someone on TV that you feel like, that's the type of person I want to work with, like kind of jot down their mannerisms, their demeanor, like where is it that you feel like they need help? And then we'll start to like piece together what you help these guys or women with, what these executives with.
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks, Lori. I'm really excited to see how this unfolds for you.
Yeah, so am I. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Teresa Critella. Let me unmute you. Hi, Tree.
Hi, Khadija.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing well, enjoying you guys.
This is Nicole still on the phone, on the call?
I think so. Do you want me to unmute her? Let me see.
Well, I just wanted to suggest a couple things as she was sharing.
Sure, go ahead.
I know it's a different niche, but consistently, my experience with the workshops I plan is the people who last minute cancel are the women. So having more than seven probably is, you know, more than her ideal number is probably a good idea, maybe nine. I think we as women, we're very social and we overcommit and then maybe fear comes up too. But the other thing is, even though I send lots of emails out and I might have six people on a Tuesday and then Friday I have 16. And what I do is I send like personal texts or emails to, you know, select people, you know, and I might say like the subject line for the email might be a personal invitation. And then I might like copy and paste the text, but make it more personal saying, I was thinking about you. I'd love to have your energy there. And then they say yes, as if they've heard about it for the first time.
That's awesome.
But it works every time. I literally think I have to cancel a workshop and then I end up with a full house. So
that's, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a really good idea I'll take advantage of. So thank you. And I agree about the having more than the actual, and especially because where I'm having the workshop is a little bit further out than a lot of the people that I'm inviting.
Right.
So it's not the most convenient location.
Right.
And it's also on a Friday evening, which sometimes can be hard in that direction with traffic.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of like, also keeping that in mind for, you know, last minute like changes and things like that.
Cool.
So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's great advice.
So how can I help you, Miss Chu?
Oh, you know, I have, I'm loving you cubed, and I don't have my that notebook in front of me, but I want to share some quotes sometime.
It's so funny, because I actually thought about that today, so next time, not next Thursday, maybe
right.
The following Thursday, can you, after meditation, read some of your quotes from EQ?
Yeah. You know, as you know, it won't be like a whole passage, but there's different lines that totally like call out to me, and I love it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, thank you. So what's going on with me? I'm just making a note. So what's going on with me? I want to say consistently, because it's never happened, but three times since the end of August, is I've, you know, given a supercharge of love life session. I've had people sign up for prepay. Like three times this has happened, and then they end up not working with me. And they might just be isolated situations. The first one is I'll just say single mom, because the dad's not even helping and her kids are in grade school. And so she wanted to focus on herself. She came to one of my, for meetup, she came to one of my gatherings when I workshopped. And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to sign up for the 12 prepay. We made an appointment for the following Saturday. And she said, I might have talked about PayPal or taking her credit card. And she says, I'm going to pay cash. And I thought, great. And so, but I didn't have any, you know, she didn't pay anything until I was going to see her. And then the day or so before, I went to confirm, and she had kids starting back to school and something to do with a mortgage, like refinance. And so I kind of stayed in touch with her. And so that fell through. And then I had another man, this happened too in the past 10 days, who was coming again to my workshops, and he wanted a session. And he, you know, his might be more of a situation that he's not ready to really fully be committed to finding love, because he was in a really bad relationship. I gave him initial complimentary session. And then at the end, I mean, I'm not even talking about having to walk them through any fear. I mean, it's like sign up, right? So I wasn't sure if it was 6 or 12 he signed up for, but he was also going to be traveling in a few days. So we set up an appointment in advance. And this is where I could kick myself. So he's used to paying on PayPal for my workshops. And so I suggest you go to PayPal, but I could have just taken his card information there and done whatever that other thing you showed me was.
Stripe.
But you know, I was in sales years ago, so my little self-talk, little birdie, is saying, well, I don't think you closed, you know, obviously. Like, I also don't want to take money from someone who he the next day or so emailed me saying, I'm not ready, you know. And I even asked him, I said, I don't want to, like you said, I don't want to talk, you know, I want someone to coach me when they're ready. Can we, you know, talk? Are there any fears? And he didn't respond. And then the last one was the guy I ran into at Trader Joe's. And, you know, again, these last two are kind of special situations. He has social anxiety, lives with his mom at 50 something. And so doesn't even have a cell phone. So there's times I call and his mom answers and like, who is this? And I just said my first name. So I'm thinking his mom was kind of involved with this decision, sadly. So I know I can help him. I got a little overly excited and he's got ADD or ADHD. I got a little overly excited when I gave him at the end, when I said, I believe in you, and if I work with you, I would, you know, do this. I had a whole freaking page of a million notes, and I think I overwhelmed them, you know. And so anyway, he's going to be going to a doctor for his anxiety as well. And so when he canceled, he said, we're only going to do one session at a time. He said, yeah, I think I need to do this first. And I said, that's fine. You know, I'm here. And I said, and as his love work, I suggest he sign up for my workshop, which he did. But it's like three, and I'm just like, what did I do?
This is good. So so are you asking, so like once they say that they want to sign up, do you get their credit card then?
No, like I said, I had different situations. You know, like I went to PayPal with this guy versus, you know, so I need to say, it's, I don't know why it's hard for me.
Yeah. So, and then we're actually going to have, in one of the classes, we'll actually be talking about in one of the, like all the things that people say. So
right.
What you want to do is I totally want to sign up.
Yeah. Great.
That's so wonderful. And then you say, how would you like to pay today? Or, you know, you know, or what credit card did you want to use?
Yeah, you have to give them two choices, right? Like,
yeah, I would just say, what credit card do you want to use?
What credit card do you want to use? Okay.
What happens is, like, the part of you that says yes and that is ready for change, and this is just kind of human nature. Once we start thinking too much about it, then we're like, well, I can't, I have to get breaks. And
I know.
My daughter's starting school, now it's the holidays. Like, you'll talk yourself out of it.
Right.
That doesn't mean if it's not right for them. So, like, the first thing you want to do is get their payment information then.
Yeah.
When they know that they want it. So what
credit card do you want to use to prepay?
Yeah. If they're ready to sign up, then they should just sign up. So another ad that you could do to that is, like, you know, give them an incentive for signing up today. So like, if your package is $500, say when they sign up today, the package is $400, you know,
just giving me numbers. Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving you numbers. You can make
even if it's $50 off or something, because you know, what if, you know, I could see people think, oh, we're not starting till next week or 10 days. Like, you know, can I pay you then? And so I let them know by, if you sign up today. And, and the other thing, I've given examples of this. There was a woman who, you know, like we talked about on the Facebook page, when you commit to something, there was a woman who said, yes, we're going to do it. She committed. Then she went to some arts and wine festival, and some guy just asked her to dance, like up and asked her to dance, you know? And so I really believe that, I mean, I could tell them too, like that once you commit, make the commitment, things shift in your life.
Absolutely.
Right?
And even though, like, say, I'm so excited to get started right away. So next week is right away. And what, you know, so what I usually do when someone signs up is I send them their intake form. So they have an assignment before the first call. So that way they're already in motion. Right?
I don't have intake forms, but I sent them a contract, like my contract. And I tell them the love work is too.
Yeah. So just have him leave with something to do. So they're already engaged, because this is for all of us. Like, I could be talking to a coach and be so excited, and then tomorrow not be excited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just how we are. We get back into, like, our comfort zone.
Yeah, and I could imagine, I even, asked him, the one who had the social anxiety, if there was any fears he had, and I know he's ready. He just didn't want to do too much. And not that I'm going to, you know, ditz Western medicine, but I really think I can help him more. You know, I really do. And so, but you know, if he needs to try that out, I want him to get better. So if it's a good fit, great. If it's not, he knows I'm there, you know?
And so the only thing that I would say in terms of languaging, you want to, rather than say, if, I can't remember how you said, I think you said, if I were to work with you, you want to say, if we were to work together.
Oh.
So if we were to work together, so you're getting the person in the mindset of working with you.
We would? I would say we would then? We would do this, that, and the other versus I would?
Yeah, you don't want to say I, because it's not about you. It's about them, right? So
we were to work together. That's good.
This is for all of you. You always want to make it about them, you know, because it's like, because you want to feel like, oh, well, when you start this, you're gonna feel really great. You're gonna, right?
Yeah.
You always want to say we or you.
Okay. We or you.
You want to make the coaching about them. So whatever it is that they told you in that session, you feel like, so we would work on, clear on your niche. So even if you say we, like, we'd work on you getting really clear on your niche.
Right.
We'd work on you getting really comfortable with the sales process. We would come up with your offer, like, so that kind of thing. So if you're
do you think I should maybe have like 5 points, but no more than that, even though there's more?
Yeah, you don't have to go. I would even say three
points.
You know, people get overwhelmed.
I know. I even asked him and he was overwhelmed. So it was too late. So,
anytime you feel that way, like, and you always want to end with, like, you know, what would you, okay. So, and we'll be talking about this more. So, what would you hope to get out of our coaching together?
Oh, that's good.
So what would be your best hope? So that way they can get in the mind, like, if we were to coach together, this is what I would get. This is how my life would change.
Okay, good. I haven't, I've used the same spiel for a while, so it's good to shake it up a little.
But
I've got to be comfortable with taking the credit card then, because I start going into this caretaker mode and thinking, we're not really going to, like, I feel like this whole sales thing has just done a number on a lot of us. Like, I know I'm doing them, I know I'm not a sleazy salesperson. I know I'm there to help them.
I know, and she, everyone has this conversation, I swear, I've had this conversation, you know, and it's just, but I have to tell you, I don't know if I've shared this here, but I had the experience where I was talking to someone, and I really felt like I was advocating for them, because I really knew that they wanted what they wanted so
yeah.
bad,
yeah.
and that they're gonna get it. Like, when you have the right help, the right support, you are primed to get to the next thing.
So right.
I think it's just gonna take practice saying, okay, well, how would you like to pay? Or why? Right. I used to say that. I don't say that anymore, because then it could be like, well, should we PayPal? And then people can take a long time.
Yeah.
It depends.
Like, I think they say to give like two choices, like you did, I noticed today in the coaching when you were coaching Jackie. Like, you know, to say you want to pay by MasterCard or Visa.
Yeah. That can help. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So those are just the few tweaks that I would make.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. And I don't want to take it personally. I was thinking, like, what am I doing wrong? But I, you know, it's human nature, like you said. Yeah.
All of us get comfortable again. It's like, okay, this is a totally unrelated story, but I was sharing with Nicole earlier. My best friend's birthday was yesterday. He turned 40. So I'm going to go to a bar. Like, I haven't been in a bar in like a year. But there was a part of me that's like, oh, I just want to be with the kids and stay at home, right?
Right.
We all get into these. And I went and I had an amazing time. I was like,
okay.
I'm going to go to a bar more often. But the reason I'm saying this is because we're always fighting against, this is the thing that we're used to doing.
Yeah.
And anytime you switch, your whole energy is like, well, it's just easier to do what you've been doing.
Right.
So that's what happens in sales conversations, even though the part of them starts dreaming like, oh, I can create this business. I can create this relationship. I can create, you know, a new style.
Yeah.
But then the comfort comes in.
And yeah.
That's where you get to challenge them a little bit. Like, well, how, you know, like, if you could have 2017 be any way you wanted it, you could start today.
Right.
Today, now, on this phone call, you know, do you want more of this?
And right.
Okay, we'll be talking more about objections in a few weeks.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I don't know if I like to call it objections, but it's just resistance, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you, Khadija.
Welcome, Tree. Well, that was an awesome call, ladies. I just want to encourage you to, also, we don't have a call next week. You know, fill out your handout. You'll have all the recordings if you want to go back and review. Jackie, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but would you like to close us out with a prayer? Let me see. She can't hear me.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, sure. Because I was thinking about a song too, but we don't have time for that though.
Yeah,
so just a
anything just a short prayer. To close this out. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll just sing this. The song was on my heart, so I'll just say the little bit of the song and then I'll do a really short prayer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Water. Try to listen to the words. It's a cappella. It's called I'm the Living Proof. From the movie The Help. It's really beautiful. It's gonna be a long, long journey. It's gonna be an uphill climb. It's gonna be a tough fight. It's gonna be some lonely nights, but I'm ready to carry on. I'm so glad the worst is over. I can start living now. Ooh, feels like I can do anything. And finally, I'm not afraid to breathe. Anything you say to me and everything you do, I can't deny the truth that I'm the living proof. No matter what it looks like now, I'm the living proof. Okay. It's a little short part of that one. And I'll just say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as I always do, I just really thank you, Lord, for this meeting, this lovely meeting that I really feel you've called us all here together at this appointed time. And it's not a mistake that we're all in the same class, being taught under Khadija. I thank you, God, for this opportunity. I thank you for all the successful calls that we had so far. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to get rid of, you know, face our fears and to you know, be afraid to knock them down, because right now in this 8-week class, we you know, we have some other people that we know are not alone. So God, I just thank you for this class, and thank you that you allow us to maintain all the knowledge that we've learned, and that we will just go out and just do what we gotta do, what we're called to do, and know that you are our strength. And that we can do all things through you, Lord, because you give us strength. And we thank you for your strength and for your peace and for your confidence. And most of all, Lord, we thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, ladies. I love you. And we will talk on Facebook, and we'll meet in, let me unmute everybody. And we will meet in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye, Tree. Bye, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thank you, Khadija.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Jack.